This week, Mickey Hart has said, Declan, that it looks like he'll not be fielding his strongest possible team. Is that a case with Donegal, given that we're at in the league and I suppose with players involved in Trench Cup and players carrying injuries?
Yeah, exactly, Oisin. But it's an opportunity. It's going to be an opportunity for lads that probably haven't got much game time to date and lads coming back from injury. So, yeah, at the same time, you know, the team that Mickey puts out, it's going to be competitive. There's no doubt about that. Mickey wants to win the McKenna Cup. They've done it for the last 7 years. So we're going into the athletic rounds on Saturday evening, wanting to win it also. Mm-hmm. And again, yeah, it'll probably be two different teams that played last weekend in the league, but it'll still be competitive.
Who are them players then that have missed out that will be getting some game time this weekend?
Well, there's a number of lads coming back into the frame. The likes of the experience of Martin McElhenney and Frank McLean have been back training well, so they'd expect to see some game time at the weekend. And other lads probably like maybe Conor Morrison back, possibly we'll look at Sean Patton. So there's a number of those guys coming back in, and along with the guys that they probably need a bit of game time. There's a couple of lads that didn't make it last weekend. We're just looking to see where they're at, next to Stephen and Paul Brennan. But and there will be a number of lads arrested, but at the same time, it's still, you know, we want to go out and we want to perform on Saturday evening, and we'll be treating it seriously.
I'm sure there's a lot of those players that want to stake a claim for a place and are biting at the bit and training, and this is now an ideal opportunity for them to get their name on a sheet and be involved in the remaining four games of the league.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the McKenna Cup has been good in terms of we used it at the start in terms of getting ready for the National League and having a look at players, and there's no better surroundings than getting involved in a competitive match, and the McKenna Cup has been good from our point of view. Listen, the weather in terms of over the period has been very, very poor, trying to get training pitches, and some games being called off, and then this fixture congestion. But at the same time, it's still, from our point of view, it's meant to be the weekend that you have off in the National League, but it's going to give our lads some time, game time now, before a really important run in the National League, starting with Kildare on Sunday week.
Yeah. Well, what's it going to take then to win on Saturday evening at the Athletic Grounds?
Listen, it's a local derby. I'm sure there'll be no quarter asked or given. I expect it to be a really high tempo game. Yeah, and we'll need to probably, especially in the final third, we need to be better. Our execution needs to be better in that final third, and we just need to get more scores on the board in Tyrone Saturday night.
Yeah, well, you've been putting over the scores and games, and yes, there is three league defeats there, Declan. It's not an ideal situation, but we try to bring positives out of everything, and there has been good signs coming from the Donegal camp, and good signs in those games, and in particular the last day against Dublin as well.
Yeah, there have been, Oisin, no doubt about it. We've probably played the top three teams in the country at present. Kerry, Dublin and Galway are going well. We've performed decent and long spells in those games. We've got nothing out of it. You know, we've got to turn those performances now into points, and that starts on Sunday week against Kildare. But listen, we're looking forward to the McKenna Cup, naturally enough. I mean, it's probably a nice distraction to have at this stage, and going in Saturday evening, it's another competitive match. It's going to be in athletic grounds. It's going to be a tight venue, and I'm sure, hopefully, there's a good Donegal support travelling up, because, as I say, we're going out and we're hoping that we can win the McKenna Cup.
You don't mind it being moved to the athletic grounds, do you?
Because
on the competition, they were doing tosses for having home advantage and stuff. So
yeah, there's been different scenarios, and you know, it's fixed for Derry, and then all of a sudden the match being called off last weekend between Derry and Offaly, that's moved to this weekend. So Celtic Park weren't going to be fit. Listen, we've been there before in the athletic grounds, and you know, it's a good venue, there's no doubt about it. And as I say, looking forward to the match, and looking forward to seeing some of these guys come back into action.
I suppose looking down the line, I know that's the target is the opening game in the Ulster Championship against Cavan. Well, the Tyrone or Donegal be showing any sort of hands in the McKenna Cup decider with a possible meeting in the Championship at some stage down the line?
Well, listen, you know, the McKenna Cup, it's this weekend, and we want to go to win it. Tyrone want to go to win it. It's going to be competitive. It's going to be played at a high tempo, no doubt about it. In terms of importance, the league match in 2 weeks' time is going to be more important in terms of points. And listen, hopefully there's going to be even more important matches down the line in terms of Ulster Championship, but listen, that's a long way off at the minute, and we're just taking it step by step. And as I say, this weekend it's the McKenna Cup final, and that's what we're getting ready for.
Well, the one then finally, just Declan, on Saturday over Tyrone, will that sort of give you any advantage at all heading into that league game at the start of March?
No, I don't think it'll have any bearing, to be quite honest. It'll, from our point of view, it'd just be nice just to get that victory and get that McKenna Cup and get ready for the National League game against Kildare on Sunday week, and then, as I say, the Tyrone game and the National League comes after that. But no, listen, the games are coming ticking fast. They're players players that will be probably missing through injury. There'll be players that will be coming back in. So there'll be changes along the line over the next number of weeks. And as I say, we can only manage it from training session to training session and from game to game.